From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today was the Democrats' turn to face off one final time before the Iowa caucuses. Iowa voters head out into the cold 3 weeks from tonight for the first official presidential nominating contest of 2008. Republicans took the stage in Des Moines yesterday, and this afternoon it was six Democrats. Three of them are vying for the lead in the polls: Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Edwards. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Half the Iowa caucus-goers say they're still willing to change their minds about which Democratic candidate to support. Moderator Carolyn Washburn of the Des Moines Register tried to give those voters some new information today by grilling candidates on seldom-discussed topics like budget deficits, farm subsidies, and entitlement programs. New York Senator Hillary Clinton says the Medicare program is especially vulnerable because of the fast-rising cost of health care.
That's why we do need to give Medicare the right to negotiate for lower drug prices with the drug companies.
Illinois Senator Barack Obama agreed with Clinton on the need to cut health care costs, but he suggested it will take a new kind of politician to actually make that happen.
We are not going to make some of these changes unless we change how business is done in Washington. The reason that we can't negotiate for prescription drugs under the Medicare prescription drug plan is because the drug companies specifically sought and obtained a provision in that bill that prevented us from doing it.
Both Obama and former North Carolina Senator John Edwards regularly criticized Clinton for being too accommodating of corporate interest on matters including health care. Moderator Washburn pointed out that when it comes to foreign policy, Obama relies on many of the same advisors who assisted former President Bill Clinton.
How will you rely on so many Clinton advisors and still deliver the kind of break from the past that you're promising voters?
Well, I am...
I want to hear that.
Well, Hillary, I'm looking forward to you advising me as well.
Obama, Clinton, and Edwards are locked in a three-way Iowa battle. Edwards insists he's the candidate with the most experience taking on corporate interests.
I don't think anybody in America wants to see politicians fighting with each other. But I think they understand that we have an epic battle in front of us. And all I would say is I've been fighting these people, big corporations, for 20 years in courtrooms and then in public life. I have been fighting them my entire life. And I have been winning my entire life.
The debate also provided a forum for some of the lesser-known candidates in the race. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson talked up his energy plans, which are more aggressive than most other Democrats.
I think fuel efficiency standards in this country should be 50 miles per gallon, not 35. I think that's pathetic.
Candidates were also asked about education. Delaware Senator Joe Biden, whose wife is a teacher, says there are four things the government should do.
Every parent knows it intuitively. Got to start kids at school earlier. You got to put them in smaller classes. The smaller the class, the better the outcome. You got to, in order to do that, you need 100,000 more teachers. And lastly, you got to provide access to college. And that costs money. We can easily pay for it. It's about our priorities.
And Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd called for the United States to take a tougher line in its relations with China. He says China is behaving more like an adversary than just a competitor.
I think Americans are tired of this conversation somehow that it's business as usual. It's not. We don't have the same access to their shelves, to our services that we'd like to sell in their country. They're very, very restrictive here. We need to get a lot tougher on this. Fair, not loud, but fair.
Those words might also have characterized today's debate. No voices were raised, no unusual shots were taken, and each of the candidates offered the obligatory praise for Iowa's role in the presidential campaign process. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Johnston, Iowa.